happy Monday, folks. Welcome to What's on Your Mind. I'm Scott Hennon. Telephone number 701-258-0550 to call us today. Oasis Petroleum Hotline's 24/7. That one should be in your speed dial, so you can just dial it up whenever. I had a lot of folks calling and mostly texting with photos from that big Trump boat parade on the Missouri. Epic event. Oh, my gosh. Incredible. We had some video that Saturday live from the Trump boat parade. People lining the bridge, people lining the shores, people on boats and pontoons. No word on when a Biden boat parade is going to be, but I heard...
Well, they can't get anybody to pay for the gas.
Is that the deal?
So, yeah.
Yeah. I can't... I did hear that they thought maybe that there was one kayak that had a, you know, handmade Biden sign or something.
Yeah.
You know, what does that tell you, folks? I don't remember George W. Bush boat parades. I don't remember, Republicans passed.
Landslide. That's what it tells me.
President Trump has like a 96% approval in the Republican Party. The handful of Democrats out today that'll get a... Well, actually, they're Republicans, but they act like Democrats because they're supporting Joe Biden, and you can't be a Republican and be for Joe Biden, period. Just look at what he stands for. None of that in the offerings of Republican Party, so they got to be Democrats, but they'll make a big deal of it. Jeff Flake remember Jeff Flake? He was senator from Arizona that tried to torpedo the Kavanaugh nomination. Now he and like 19 other people you've never heard of, trust me, you've never heard of these people. The 20 top Republicans are supporting Biden. Then they aren't Republicans. They missed that part, though. But really, think about it. Just think about that level of support. People who have signs up that would never have signs up before. People in a boat parade. People that put a bumper sticker on their car. People that wear red hats and say, Make America Great Again. Or Trump 2020. It's everywhere. I just think that speaks volumes to the fact that he, Donald Trump, is speaking for a lot of people who don't feel like they've had someone speaking for them in the past. That's the secret sauce of Donald Trump. I think people who hate Donald Trump think you and I and anybody else that stands up for him and says, look, he's getting a lot accomplished in a short period of time. They think, you know, we're what's the word, Kev, Todd? They think we're...
Deplorable?
Well, they think we're deplorable, for sure. That's what Hillary thought. Just a bunch of, just...
Ignorant, whatever.
Yeah, just...
Yep, blind.
Rednecks, maybe?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Following blindly along, I don't know.
Can't see the truth.
Yeah. Do you remember any boat parades like that one before, Todd?
Oh, God, no.
Whew! Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Pretty something. Pretty amazing. We have 22 days until Big Iron 2020. 72 days until election 2020. And this hour of the program is brought to you by PetroServe USA. You hungry? Of course you are. You want to know what those lunch specials are today at PetroServe USA? Let me tell you. Tater Tot Hot Dish in Harwood, I-29 location, Harwood exit. Another I-29 exit, 12th Avenue North, Fargo. Meatball sub today. Meatball sub at Fargo, 12th Avenue North. Tater Tot Hot Dish also at the West Main Avenue, West Fargo location. And Valley City, are you ready? Beef tips and gravy, scalloped potatoes and ham. Home cooking, grab and go convenience. That's at the Valley City location, exit 292 in Devil's Lake. Plus today, any fresh baked muffin, only 99 cents. They have great muffins, PetroServe USA. Any fresh baked muffin, 99 cents. And of course, any PetroServe USA. You come to the 4 for $4 special, pizza, 2 cookies, 20-ounce drink, 4 items, $4, best deal in town. Breakfast pizza in the morning, pepperoni, or another single item in the afternoon. You tell them Scott sent you. All right, let's chat about whatever you'd like to chat about here this morning. I don't think I gave you a text number, but I'll give you one for Todd and myself. 701-367-2054 for me. Text me at 701-367-2054 or text Todd at 701-226-8503. We do have one news note here today to pass along. Authorities are searching for a six-month-old boy that was abducted Saturday night. The suspects have changed vehicles and may be headed to North Dakota from Columbia Falls, Montana. Officials say 20-year-old Andrew Warner, 19-year-old Haley Emerson abducted a six-month-old Lucas Warner Saturday afternoon. Police say Andrew is Lucas's non-custodial father. The original alert said Andrew is bipolar and is off his medication. Police originally said the suspects were driving a white Dodge Dakota pickup. They found that vehicle and are now searching for a 1990 to 2000 Chevy extended cab pickup with unknown license plates. Police believe the couple might be taking the baby to North or South Dakota, Wyoming, or the Bob Marshall Wilderness. What the heck is that? Anybody know what the Marshall Wilderness is? Todd, you camped there before? Bob Marshall Wilderness?
No. No, I have a friend, Bob Marshall, who works in radio in the Twin Cities, but I don't
think
it's
his place. It's in Helmville, Montana. Maybe it's a national forest in Helmville, Montana.
Maybe he's you know more than we do.
I just did the search.
He's got a wilderness named after him, your buddy. Warner is described as white, 6 feet tall, 160 pounds, with hazel eyes and blonde hair. Emerson, white, 5 feet tall, 159 pounds, with green eyes and blonde hair. If you have any information, you're asked to call 911. Okay? 911. There you go. Did I give Todd's text number? I can't remember. I think I did. 701-226-8503. Listener sends me a picture of her dad. Seniors for Trump. He's so proud of his mask. Yeah, it's a Trump mask. Says Trump 2020, the sequel. make the liberals crazy again. No, cry again. Sorry. Cry. We'll just make them cry. Thank you for sending that. Great picture. Way to go, Dad. See?
That's a question. How bad's it going to get when he does get reelected? With the attack? I mean, do they back off knowing he's only got one term left then for sure? Or do they come harder than ever? What's the next, you know?
You're saying he's going to win. How are they going to react when he wins?
Right. And will the attacks subside a bit? Will they increase?
Look what they're doing to get him to, I don't know. I wouldn't expect a light response.
Right. I wouldn't either.
No.
No.
You know, they're not afraid of rioting. They're not afraid of, all of these things. I need a name on line two there, Daniel, if you would, please. It's kind of funny that this is a texter comment. It's kind of funny that the Democrats pushed masks because China had a mask mandate. Well, that is so far from the truth. Talk to my colleague, and the government never issued a mask mandate. Another example of false media from the left. Is that right? Scott and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Good morning. See, I was in the boat parade this weekend. And I think one thing that hasn't been mentioned is there were hundreds of boats, but what amazed me is the shorelines were completely full from where it started to way past where it ended, of people lined up with banners and signs, and there was no parking along the river. People came from everywhere to watch this parade.
That's pretty amazing, too. I saw that. There were, a number of places that had decks, and so the decks were full, and then you had the bridge was full, and the shoreline was full.
The yard shorelines, I mean, there was no place. People were lined up. There was no extra space for anybody in the area. And then what was really interesting is that our Bismarck Tribune had no mention or pictures or anything of the boat parade in the paper.
Why do you think that is?
Hmm.
I don't know. They told me it was because they were short photographers.
Oh, how convenient. Yeah, would they
not
they
a mention of it at all.
Yeah, you couldn't get somebody to give you a picture of it somewhere?
Yeah, they use pictures many places all the time.
Yeah.
No.
Did BLM show up demanding you give them their boat? You give them your boat?
Well, there was a threat that there was going to be a counter protest by Black Lives Matter, but I heard nobody even saw it. They were nowhere to be found.
It was an excellent parade, beautiful day, and hundreds of people were out. It was just phenomenal.
Perfect.
Thank you, Scott. Appreciate that update. Pretty cool. A little energy in August to keep rolling into November. More coming up. Is brought to you in part by MyPillow. You need a better night's rest, you need a MyPillow. Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, has the product so amazing, it has a 10-year warranty. It'll never go flat. You can wash and dry it over and over and over again. It will not go flat. And it has a 60-day money-back guarantee to say, for 60 days, sleep on it, you don't like it, send it back. And a 10-year warranty says that any time you want to replace it, it's not up to your standards, they'll replace it. Free. And, of course, that mattress topper is a huge hit right now. Three-layer design, MyPillow foam for support, transitional foam to help relieve pressure points, and ultra-soft patented temperature-regulating cover on top. 30% off right now, plus two free standard MyPillows. Absolutely free. 800-506-9028. Use the promo code Scott or go to MyPillow.com, okay? Coming up on the program today, bottom of the hour, we're going to talk with Katrina Pearson. She's a senior advisor for the Trump campaign. We're going to preview each day this week the night's activities. Tell you a little bit about that. The theme tonight is, Charlie Kirk will be on tonight. Don Jr.'s on tonight. That couple from St. Louis that were arrested for protecting their own home, they're going to be there. Nikki Haley, Jim Jordan, Matt Gaetz, Steve Scalise, Tim Scott, all tonight. Part of the festivities. Back to the phones at 800-228-0550. What's on your mind? Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't know if it's a fact or a rumor, but I'm hearing it's pretty true that our Governor Burgum is getting $33 at every coronavirus test. Even part of South Dakota on it, too.
So let me get this straight. You're saying if I get a test for coronavirus, the state receives $33 for the test?
And the governor is under Bill Gates.
The governor does? Like personally or what? Or the state?
Yep.
You got to be more, a little. Give me some more to work with here. I'm not sure what you're saying.
Well, if you had to get a heart transplant or something like that, and you had to get tested every single time, that's $33 each time you get tested. For each time you keep going back to the hospital and get tested.
What I don't understand is if you're saying, for instance, the test. I don't know what they cost, but say there's a reimbursement. When the state is giving tests, that they get $33. Is that what you're saying? There's like a reimbursement every time, or are you saying there's like an incentive?
Incentive.
Yeah. I don't know. I hear a lot about the Bill Gates thing. Bill Gates obviously is a former employer for the governor. But I don't think there's like some, established relationship between the two of them in the sense that there is, anything for North Dakotans to worry about. I don't sense that at all.
I have a friend that works under the governor saying that he's getting $33 a test.
Again, I'm going to ask you, when you say he's getting $33 a test, are you alleging he's getting $33 a test personally or the state has reimbursed $33?
Yes, he's getting it personally.
That wouldn't happen.
No, that's not true.
I mean, you can.
He's talked to that too.
You can allege anything, but that just seems very far fetched. you know, Doug Burgum's not going to personally profit from, you know, coronavirus tests while he's governing over there.
They better get rid of the inactive ones that are saying that they're positive, and they never even got tested. So
better get rid of the inactive ones. Who would be inactive?
Well, I've already heard like 20 people got tested, and they said they never did get tested. They standed in line, and they were positive, getting a phone call.
Oh, right. Yeah, I've heard the same thing. But you're saying, when you say get rid of them, make sure they're not in the positive count.
Yes.
Yeah. And we asked the governor about that specifically, and the governor said, number one, if that has happened, you're talking about a very, very small percentage. You know, I don't want it to happen, but it isn't as though it's widespread. So, you know, I forget the numbers, but he was talking, is it, you know, like 1% or what? See, Mike Lindell's taking pictures with people on the floor of the Republican National Convention. Are these superdelegates or what are they? We don't have superdelegates in the Republican Party, do we? That's a Democratic Party thing. I don't know. I don't know who. I don't know how they decide who's there, but Fox has a live shot of the roll call of the states that is going on at the RNC, and Mike Lindell is on the floor, as usual, taking photos and being his usual jovial self. What a guy. Karen in Fargo, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hello?
Hi, Karen. Go ahead.
Hi. I have a question, and happy Monday, by the way.
Same to you.
I have a question for the superintendent. I just heard him on the air, and I'm very thankful to hear that our children are getting some movement back to school. The question I have for him is, our children are going to be back in school 2 days a week. So the other 3 days, parents are scrambling to find daycare and nannies and to care for them those 3 days that they're not in school. So, to me, we're opening up a whole new can of worms for our youth by putting them in centers that are just opening up to care for them because our school system isn't allowing them to come back to school full time. And I understand we have to be cautious and careful, but that, to me, has opened up a whole new virus concern.
Interesting point, Karen. Appreciate that. First of all, I would tell you that the schools are mandated by the state to work with healthcare professionals, like public health in each of the counties, as well as in the case of, you know, whatever, Sanford, Essentia, St. Alexis, any particular healthcare facility that's in their community. And much of the advice of what they're doing is coming from the healthcare world. So the schools really don't have a choice to say, let's just open up. They have a choice to put together a plan based on mandated input from the health community. And that's the output. So I understand your question. I agree with it. It's a significant concern. I think there's other folks besides the schools that need to answer that question, Kieran. Appreciate your call. Dennis in Bismarck, squeeze you in here. What's on your mind? Are you there, Dennis?
Dennis?
Yes.
Yes, I am. Yeah, I had another comment, and this is on the lack of coverage by the Bismarck Tribune of such a great event that happened on Saturday. They had a lack of photographers, I heard one caller say. Well, they managed to get over to the Mandan post office on Saturday and take a picture of two people protesting in front of the Mandan post office. That was in the Sunday paper. So maybe they just chose the wrong event to cover.
Dennis,
they couldn't have missed it.
Dennis, there was no choice there. This is bias is what that is. That's the best example I've ever heard of it. That's what they're all about. Counted down 22 days until Big Iron. You think ag is essential? I think so. We need to eat, don't we? And the innovation, precision technology revolution that's happening in agriculture is nothing short of phenomenal. It really is incredible. And a lot of that happens every year at Big Iron. Folks come from all over the world to see some of the greatest equipment and innovation, and it's wonderful. 22 days will be to Big Iron 2020. We'll be there broadcasting live from Butler. So come on by and say hi. We have peanuts, and we have What's On Your Mind hats. So mark that on your calendar. You got to be there. September 15th through the 17th, High Plains Apache wants to remind you not to miss it this year. You're going to see the biggest and the best in farm equipment, machinery, and technology. You're going to see 2021 sprayers and all kinds of application innovation from High Plains Apache. HighPlainsApache.com. Find out more about them right there. I don't know. I just have a hankering. I have a pretty good hunch that beginning tonight in the Republican National Convention, we're going to hear things like, if you vote for me, if you vote for Donald Trump, here's what will happen. Rather than the 99% Trump bad that we heard from Democrats, but someone that knows well is Katrina Pearson, senior advisor for the Trump campaign. Hello, Katrina. How are you?
For having me.
You bet. Glad to have you on the program today. So, what's the most important thing that needs to come out of the convention for the Republicans?
You know, I think the most important thing is just to remind Americans that we are all in this together, and the fact that President Trump has been working tirelessly for the American people. And so the convention is an opportunity, you know, really to bypass the mainstream media filter and talk about the president's accomplishments. And as you mentioned in your intro, to talk about the things to come in a second term. And I think that's really the most important thing.
You know, it's, I guess, hard to get your arms around everything this president promised 4 years ago and has done, because there's a lot. There's a lot there. And when you're doing what you're doing and trying to get that message out, that makes it a little more challenging, because there are so many things, and a lot of them don't get enough attention, right?
Oh, you're absolutely right. And to your point, there were so many accomplishments in the first year alone that we had to create a website called promiseskept.com just to track this president's accomplishments. His work ethic and the level of commitment to this country is truly, truly unprecedented. And so that's why this week is so great. We'll have several nights to really fine-tune the message that tries to get out to the media. And, you know, you can't talk about his accomplishments in a 30-second, a 60-second, or two-minute interview on television. So we're just excited to have real people tell the stories about how the president's policies has impacted them. We're excited that the president gets to talk directly to the American people to talk about all of his hard work and dedication to them. And I'm just really excited to tell all of America, you know, we actually have a vision. We have a plan. Our future is so great under President Trump. And even just looking backwards, imagine if we did not have someone like President Trump who was able to very quickly build a massive economic infrastructure to withstand a global pandemic that took us all by surprise, and how we're already on the comeback. And I think that is a great American story.
Tonight's theme will be what?
Well, tonight's theme, well, the whole week's theme really is going to be about America. It's going to be about the land of promise, the land of opportunity tomorrow, land of heroes, and then the land of greatness. So it's very much a positive overview of the country. We're going to talk about how the president has really committed himself to the people and really, really hone in on the accomplishments. As you mentioned, there are just so many. And the American people have a right to know exactly what their president has been doing. And they also have a right to know what he wants to do next. And that's something that you did not get from the Democrat Party. You know, not liking President Trump is not a decent campaign policy for the future of our country. We have real results, tangible results, and many things we want to accomplish in the future. And so we're just really excited about this week.
Senator Tim Scott, would he be considered a headliner of sorts tonight?
Absolutely. You know, one of the main accomplishments that our president has achieved that no other president before him could even bring to the table is bipartisan criminal justice reform, something that Senator Tim Scott has been leading. You know, President Trump has been undoing the damage from Joe Biden and the Democrat Party that they have created over decades. And our president has come in the first term and has created generational change. And Tim Scott has been the leader of a lot of this in the Senate.
And also tonight, Steve Scalise, Matt Gaetz, Jim Jordan, members of Congress, former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley, the chair of the Republican National Committee, Ronna McDaniel. I love this one. Mark and Patricia McCloskey, the St. Louis couple who protected their home and received criminal charges for it, which is like unbelievable. So obviously the Second Amendment and protecting your home will be front and center tonight, huh?
Freedom. Absolutely. You know, our country has unalienable rights and they should always be protected. The president will always highlight that. The McCloskeys are a perfect example of what is to come in the future if Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are elected to office. And it's critical that that message gets out. You know, you mentioned other speakers for tonight. Another one of note is the Georgia State Representative Vernon Jones, a black Democrat who's publicly come out for the president. That makes three. So, you know, it's going to be an interesting evening. It's going to show a lot of the diversity, a lot of the broad-based support the president has, and freedom will absolutely be the theme for the week.
Did I also hear that that delightful, I think she's a congressional candidate in Baltimore, is going to be there as well. I can't remember how to pronounce her last name, but Kim is her first name. There's a video I've seen that I just love that has gone super viral, and she's walking through the real Baltimore, and Baltimore run by Democrats, of course. And points out what an absolute disaster the place is and what the media will not show you. Is she tonight?
Yes, she is tonight. And, you know, it'll be indicative of all of the heavily Democrat-controlled cities. And we'll also have Andrew Pollack. We'll have Sean Parnell, Donald Trump Jr. It's going to be a packed night tonight. And so we just hope everyone enjoys it.
Andrew Pollack, of course, the father of a daughter that was shot at Parkland High School, so that is a great lineup. That's really good. And do I understand correctly? The president will speak each night, Katrina.
That is correct. And how exciting is that? You know, it's definitely something that I'm personally excited about, having been with him since 2015 and being that point person in the media and the press, always having to correct the record. I'm just happy that the president will have uninterrupted time without the media filter to address the American people.
Yeah, that is so important. How is the China virus impacting? Obviously, this is one of the reasons you're having a virtual convention for the most part. There are some delegates, obviously, in North Carolina. But for the most part, this will not be a traditional convention by any stretch. But overall, I mean, do you think that the COVID precautions that are in place make people less likely to engage in the political side? Are they more likely because they're cooped up at home? And what's your thought on that?
You know, I think it goes both ways. I think that's a great question. This will definitely be an unconventional convention, but we also have an unconventional candidate. And the campaign was very quick to transition over to a digital campaign. And, you know, we're out there. Unlike Joe Biden, who's been hiding in his basement, not talking to the press, President Trump, Vice President Pence, and the entire campaign is already crisscrossing the country because we believe that the American people have a right to interact and engage with you, ask you the tough questions, go out there and support your supporters, back them up, you know, and provide them the support that they need during this time. Clearly, though, following the CDC guidelines in every state that we attend, but Joe Biden didn't even attend his own convention in the state of Wisconsin. And I myself have been to Wisconsin, I think twice now this year. But we just have to follow all the safety precautions. The excitement and the enthusiasm for the Trump-Pence ticket is still alive and well, and we're seeing that along the campaign trail. We're touching millions of voters through door knocks, phone calls, and I tell you, it has changed. But I will also say that the campaign is still in campaign mode. We are out there with the American people, unlike the Democrats who want to continue to phone it in.
Texter says, I saw a meme today of Joe Biden with his hands up in the air looking surprised, and the caption read, how many Democrats does it take to solve a problem? No one knows. It hasn't happened yet. A little humor for a Monday. Well, we certainly waited for that last week, didn't we? Unbelievable. You know, I continue to be amazed that unapologetic basement operation that Biden has. He was asked about that yesterday in an interview on ABC, and he sort of saying, hey, we're going to follow the advice of the science. We're going to follow science. So we're not going anywhere. So he's proud to be hanging out in his basement. What did you think of the interview yesterday, by the way? Did you get any nuggets out of that?
I didn't. I mean, it's really what we expect. And, you know, I do find it interesting that Joe Biden's wife can come out of the basement and sit down for a one-on-one interview and answer questions, but he could not. So I do think a lot of Americans are observing the differences between the two candidates in that sense, because we, too, are following the science. And as I mentioned before, everywhere we go, we follow the guidelines. They just happen to be different in each community that you enter. And so where there are tougher restrictions, we follow those guidelines. Where there are lax restrictions, we follow those guidelines. The point is, if you are running for president and vice president of the United States, it is your duty to be out there and engaging with the American people and with the press. And President Trump and Vice President Pence are leading that issue.
By the way, I just got an email from the president. Tell him thank you for that, by the way. And it says, did you hear the news, Scott? I just announced I'm going to keep fighting for you with my second term agenda. There, he's got that right there. So we love hearing about that second term agenda. Texter says, stand up, America. Nation under God, Trump 2020. Another says, I pray the president gives God the glory, thanks and praise for all these huge accomplishments the last 4 years. So many incidents have taken place that seem to be impossible to have happened. Yeah, I don't know if you could have scripted more of a battle for this president, but all the more reason it's amazing that he continues to just battle on and smile and do it 20 hours a day, isn't it?
It absolutely is. And, you know, we on the campaign, and those of us who have been side by side with him, truly see a man in the full armor of God, because the way that he has been treated and attacked, and his family and those around him, you really have to take a step back and wonder if anyone else could have withstood this. And I just don't think they could have. He's definitely the man for our time, and we need to get him reelected in November. So we encourage everyone to tune in tonight.
Great point. Thanks so much, Katrina. We'll be watching. Talk to you soon. Katrina
Thanks
Pearson,
for having me.
You bet, senior advisor for the Trump campaign, brought to you in part today by H.A. Thompson & Sons. Since 1908, they've seen a lot, and they keep on going on. H.A. Thompson & Sons, high-quality plumbing, heating, air conditioning. Find out more at hatandsons.com. The top of the hour on What's On Your Mind, brought to you in part by Oasis Petroleum. Remember, we have the 24-7 hotline for you on the Be the Buffalo hotline. You know what that means? What's a buffalo do? Turn to the storm. No problem. Just like they do at Oasis Petroleum, and they love that spirit in North Dakotans and celebrate it and give you a 24-7 voice to sound off at 855-200-1776. Telephone number to phone us up and let us know what's on your mind today is 800-228-0550. Let me get to some texts as well. You can text us at 701-367-2054. Todd's got a couple of these, too. Let's see here. Get to a few of these. Phone one about the Bismarck Tribune, Todd, that you posted, but no, I can't find it amidst all these.
At the bottom.
Other text here. Is it okay? All right, keep going. Bismarck, here's one of the top of the state. Bismarck Tribune has not acknowledged in any way the impressive Saturday boat parade supporting Trump and American values. The Tribune and Lee Enterprises shows its political bias also by what it ignores.
You know, and I had Amy Dalrymple on the cafe as she took that job, and I put it right to her. I'll have to see if I can dig around and find the soundbite, but... No, is the Tribune going to devolve into a publication known for its political bias and flat out denied that there was any political bias that was going to go on or had been going on?
Well, the management there is, off the charts. Bernie Sanders, liberal, wacky doodly. You know, they're wacky doodly.
Well, so Biden's too conservative for that crowd? Or?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah,
oh, absolutely. Yikes.
Yeah, exactly right. So I think that's part of the problem. But, you know, I just detest it when newspapers decide what is, you know, an event of that magnitude in the city of Bismarck, Manon, is clearly news on a Saturday. And
right.
As somebody pointed out, they go over and take a picture of two people protesting at the post office about a nothing story, and ignore how many hundreds, probably thousands of people were out for that parade between what's on the shore and
I mean, if you're going to twist the whole boat parade thing, then at least get the picture of the alleged six, and I say alleged just because I haven't seen it, not because I'm denying it, six people with the I Can't Breathe banners that were on the bridge.
Yeah.
Reportedly.
Reportedly.
So at least you're attending the actual event going on and saying, hey, you might have missed this, but here was this. If you've got to twist it, at least acknowledge the event existed, because it did.
I still see nothing in the Bismarck Tribune about the boat parade. Kevin Kramer shared the forum story, but nothing from our local paper, question mark, asked Dustin. I don't get too worked up about this stuff. I really don't, because it's just par for the course. And, you know, I've heard enough complaints from people at the Bismarck Tribune. I know it's frustrating for you, but I don't get that worked up about it. I don't. I just think it's baked into the cake. You're not going to change them. Texter says, I think the last election of Trump rioting will be a taste of what's to come when he's elected again. Let's just get him reelected, and we'll worry about that, can we? There was an I Can't Breathe group of maybe five on the bridge. Okay. Yep. Same thing you heard, Todd.
Yeah.
Steve in Bismarck.
It's a little lost in the crowd, maybe, but...
What's on your mind? Go ahead, sir.
You know, your guys are talking about the Bismarck Tribune. For, I would say, 50 years, I've been a subscriber to that thing, and it's gone downhill over the 50 years. It's unbelievable that they'll publish every story they can that is bad against Trump, and if he does something good, they won't publish it. And when you look at the editorials in that paper, they're from people from the Los Angeles, whatever Times, the New York Times. They never have, other than Star Parker, they don't have anybody in there that's conservative. They just slap everybody in the face that subscribes to them, that lives in this town, that are, they by now should know that it's more conservative, and we don't really care about Nancy Babylon and what they want to do, because who wants to direct the country?
Do you remember their coverage of DAPL, Steve?
Yes, I do real well. I even got a photograph yet, the color photograph of the mess that was left down there that the city of Bismarck had to dispose of in our landfill.
And that was really interesting because, well, they basically could have been just the daily newsletter for the DAPL protesters. I mean, what should we put in here? What should we highlight? What should we cover? So, again, we know what we need to know. Don in Minot, you're next.
Oh, geez, Scott. I'm waxing my semi-truck, so I didn't know you were going to get me on that fast. Hey, a couple of weeks ago, I talked to you about my wife trying to find a job. And she found a job, but there's two things I got to tell you. First off, there is age discrimination. I mean, I don't know if it's really in North Dakota, it's a right-to-work state, so that's okay, but she went for about 20, 25 jobs in her profession as a secretary, and she couldn't even get, she got maybe three interviews, and that was it. There was nothing left. Everybody else, they all, pretty much a bunch of them went to younger kids, which is okay, you know, I understand, but, you know, it's pretty tough when you're 61 years old and your business closes because the boss retires. It's not your fault, you know, so, but, and another thing is job service. In my personal opinion, they're worthless. They didn't help her at all.
Has she found a job yet, Don?
Yeah, she's working in a bakery now. She likes it. She likes it. It's not a big deal, but it's not the profession she wanted to be in.
Interesting. Yeah, these are challenging times, no doubt about it. Appreciate you sharing that. We'll keep her in our prayers for sure.